The Daily Becoming podcast was created with the everyday woman in mind. Tune in to hear from real women as they share real stories about becoming. I'm your host, Danielle Boyd. Let's learn, grow, and become together.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Daily Becoming podcast. This is actually episode 50 of the Daily Becoming podcast, and I cannot believe that I have been at this mic for 50 episodes. Can y'all believe it? And I can't believe that you all have been coming back to hear these 50 episodes, but I am certainly grateful for it. Started this podcast back in 2021. And definitely encouraged to continue moving to record 50 more to make it to that 100, because we're going to celebrate when we do, and to just keep it going. I'm always amazed when I see the number of podcasts under, you know, certain podcasters that I listen to under their belt. And I aspire to that. So again, thank you for being an audience to this particular platform. And I hope that it is serving you and that we can continue to serve you. So I am here recording on a Wednesday evening. It is about 6:23 p.m. over here on my end of the world. I'm currently in a multitasking mode. I am keeping my fingers crossed that my printer over here will connect, because it gave out on me the other night when I was packing up some orders. Needed new ink, got that, but now not sure if that's actually the issue. So just got finished cooking dinner, got some things to pack up over here to mail out tomorrow. After I finish this, I will be giving a certain little someone a shower so they can hit the bed, and then I'll be doing other things to get prepped for tomorrow. And that's how it goes over here. And so that's why I kind of wanted to talk about balance, because I don't even know what that is. People are always like, have you found a balance? And what is balance? And I pause when it comes to giving people advice around that, because balance for me is not balance for you, and vice versa, and for anybody else. So I think that we will run into situations if we try to compare our balance and what someone else does in terms of finding balance, if that even exists in their life, because as a, you know, still fairly new business owner, as a woman of God, of course, first wife, mom, employee, well, sister, daughter, should have put that before, employee, of course, business owner, you know, try to make sure I have everything in place, priorities. But sometimes some things outweigh. And what I am learning in this journey is that I'm always going to have multiple balls in the air. I remember speaking to Coach Debronetta Howard. This is very early on in the podcast, and she talked about balance. And I believe she gave an analogy about just the juggle. You know, what are the balls that we need to keep moving? And what are those balls that, you know, we could potentially say, okay, you can just drop to the ground and I will pick you up when I'm able to find the space and I have the bandwidth, if you will, or the capacity to manage that. And I think it's important for us as busy, multi-faceted, multi-dimensional women to have that internal conversation with ourselves so that we are not beating ourselves up or placing guilt on ourselves, or even, you know, just creating a situation where we're burnt out. We need to be able to establish what balance looks like for us. So for me, I would say that I really wouldn't use the word balance. I think I would use the word harmony. Maybe that sounds lofty also, but I'm going to say harmony, because I think when things are working in harmony, you know, you think of something musical or orchestra or people singing, it sounds great when there's a certain harmony. And it sounds like it, you know, that harmony was practiced so that that harmony could be performed. And practice is something that has to happen over a number of different opportunities. You know, we have to have a number of different opportunities to practice certain things and to get into certain routines. And so I would say harmony is the word that I would lean towards more than balance, because I know for me, harmony exists in my household when I'm not stressed out. And I'm not stressed out because I'm not adding things to my plate that I cannot manage. Now, I have always been the type to just take on. I like to take on certain things because, I like to have that sense of accomplishment and knowing that I was able to do this or get this done. But as I have gotten older, I realized that some of that was kind of tied to feelings of, or some of that activity was tied to feelings of not having, my self-worth tied to the right things. And so as I've become more rooted and grounded in my faith and in God, and as a woman, because it takes time, I hit that 40 mark last year. I feel like I've started to, or I have shed some things that I attached to my identity that I shouldn't have. And so that has made it possible for me to find that harmony that I referred to earlier. So as far as balance goes, I don't know that I will ever find a balance in the lifestyle that I currently live. But what I do know is this: when things are in harmony in my household, I'm able to perform all of my duties here as a wife and as a mom. I'm able to cook. I'm able to clean. I'm able to keep my house clean. I'm able to make sure Madison has everything that she needs. I'm able to perform my duties as far as my job is concerned. I'm able to handle the things that come up on the business end. And I've fallen into a routine with that. And I don't feel stressed or burnt out like I have this ominous feeling over me that something is just going to not go well, or that things are just out of whack. When harmony is not a factor, then the exact opposite is happening. And I've been there. I've been there and I've done that, and I've seen the impact that it has on me, and I've seen the impact that it has on my family. And it's not a good feeling. And I noticed that when I have fallen into that place, it takes me a lot longer to regain, versus me pacing myself and planning and being as organized as I can be and putting systems in place and even asking for help. When I haven't done those things, then it's almost like I'm just making another mess that I'm going to have to clean up in order to get back to the place where I could have been. And sometimes it's a learning lesson. Sometimes you don't intend to overoccupy yourself, or you don't intend to have things, out of whack, or things, or you want things to be prioritized, right? Who doesn't want to have harmony in their life? And there, that's where the learning, that's where the lessons come in. What did I do at this point that I don't need to repeat? Or what did I do that I need to continue doing? Did this work? If this didn't work, then maybe I need to rework it, try it again, or maybe I need to scrap it completely. Those are just the things that go through my head in terms of, or when I'm thinking of having harmony in my life and in my household. And for me, harmony is also synonymous with just having peace, which for me is more important than balance, to be totally honest, because again, that concept just seems so vague, the concept of balance. So for me, harmony and peace are the two things that I, aspire to in this busy life that I live. And I'm sure for you, it is the same. I'm sure that it is the same. And so along those lines, I want to begin having more conversations with other women who are in the position that I'm in, growing a business, starting a business, helping others develop businesses, whatever the case may be. And I am planning a summer series and would love for you to join me. I attempted a virtual event. It was probably about a year ago, and family all got sick. We all ended up with the vid and just needed to push pause and never revisited it. But this has been something that's definitely been on my heart and mind to do, just been in prayer about it. I've actually been in prayer about the women that I plan to reach out to join me in these conversations. I'm planning on making it accessible for all of us and using the month of July versus it being just one day. So having these conversations spread out in a virtual format so that anyone who wants to take part can take part. Also recording the conversation so that I can then place them back here on the podcast, because I think it's important for us to hear from each other, especially in regards to things that we all share and have in common. And there are so many things, you know, so even if you aren't a woman in business, or, you know, don't aspire to start a business or have a business concept or idea that you're fleshing out right now, you can still come and join and learn in the conversations that are going to take place over the summer. And, you know, the summer for me is always a time to rest and recharge, because as an educator, I can always rely on that built-in time. And I do plan to use that built-in time to relax and to get my household in order, my affairs in order, you know, do some traveling, things of that nature. But I think we all tend to kind of slow down. So I want to take advantage of us all being in a space of, you know, whether if we're physically on vacation or mentally on vacation mode, I want to take advantage of that as I, you know, flesh out this idea of balance and what it could mean for you and what it means or does not mean for me, you know. So again, for me, it is the harmony and it is the peace that I aspire to and that I pray for daily. You know, that's always my prayer. God, just give me peace, bring peace to my household, bring peace to all the places that I will encounter and all the people that I have to, you know, be connected to, because that's important. When the peace isn't there, then, you know, the opposite exists, confusion. And we know that God is not the author of confusion. But I also think that there are times where we invite confusion unknowingly. And, you know, we don't want that. But again, that just goes back to what I was referring to or speaking to in reference to lessons that we can learn on a day-to-day basis. So yeah, would love to hear from you about just balance in general and that concept and what that looks like for you and how you achieve what it is that you need to achieve in your life, because we all have different things that we need in order to function. We meet across the same line in certain areas, but you know, different women, different spaces, different places. So yeah, I am all about making sure that we speak to the things that we personally need in our lives and not feeling like we have to conform to either society or, you know, certain groups or places that we find ourselves in. I think it's important for us to speak up and to, you know, be Christ-minded, first of all, but, you know, also to be conscious, you know, Christ-minded and conscious. I think that's very important and self-aware. So yeah, that's my little ramble for this evening on this 50th episode of the Daily Becoming podcast, which I, again, thank you for tuning into and hope that you will continue to tune in and be on the lookout for information regarding the summer series. Still thinking through and praying over an actual name, but the information is going to be coming out very soon. So if you are not a member of the Daily Becoming community, I invite you to join. I will put that information in the show notes so that you can subscribe and so that you can stay on top of everything that's happening on the podcast, trying to heat that blog up, trying to get the blog back up, warmed up as well, and also with the shop, because we are in business here with the Daily Becoming shop. So again, I appreciate you listening and tuning in, and I look forward to you continuing to tune in, and I look forward to connecting with you through the series and, you know, with other opportunities that may present themselves. So take care. God bless. See you on the next go round.